Hi, this is Justin Melland, composer of the score to the Netflix series Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 78, where composer Justin Melland talks about his original score for Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Justin Melland is a Los Angeles-based award-winning film composer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. He has written original scores for The Kill Team, Showtime's Dark Net, and the Emmy award-winning film In Football We Trust. He's also scored documentaries such as HBO's The Death of Kevin Carter and Netflix's Extremist. Most recently, he scored the Starz original series Wrong Man and Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, with two-time Emmy Award-winning director Joe Berlinger. The four-part Netflix series Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes, brings the infamously twisted mind of serial killer Ted Bundy into the light for the very first time and invades our psyche in a fresh yet terrifying way through exclusive, never-before-heard interviews from the Jack the Ripper of the United States himself. This unique and gripping docuseries focuses on the man whose personality, good looks, and social graces defy the serial killer stereotype, allowing him to hide in plain sight as he committed the brutal sex crime slayings of more than 30 women before being caught in 1978. While on trial, Bundy received extraordinary adoration from American women, which made his gruesome crimes doubly haunting. More than 100 hours of interviews were used to create this four-part series. The first episode aired January 24, 2019, and the series saw a massive audience in its first 35 days, moving into the number two position of all Netflix original series released since Nielsen measurement began, trailing only season two of Stranger Things. In this episode, Justin Melland opens up about his own personal fears of Ted Bundy when he was a child. He reveals how he tapped into those fears and how doing so helped him compose the music for the series and even motivate him to take certain musical risks. Melland talks about his favorite sound in the world and how he was able to work that sound into his score. And lastly, the composer details on how he wrote a love song for a killer.
So when I grew up in Bellingham, Washington, in the 80s and 90s, I was afraid of Ted Bundy. Like, his name was in the air. So there were a few real-life villains that I was actually afraid of, and Ted was one of them. And so when I had the opportunity to write this score, I had all the original feelings still bottled up in me. I mean, I heard about the murders. I heard about his imprisonment. I heard about his execution. It was just this running timeline in my life. And it was actually incredibly easy for me to figure out what to do for him. And I think it's just because there was so much history already built up in me that the expression of it, like, I knew when I was doing it right. So that allowed me to take some risks that I'd never done in a score before. And one is doing this rock feel that starts right now. I mean, the bass line dipping down a major second like it does, that's so rock and roll and so genre-like that it could rub people the wrong way. And then these big chords that come in, like, they're so obvious and they draw so much attention to themselves that this could have really gone badly. But for some reason, I just knew deep down inside that it was going to work. And so I just went for it. And then this part here is me playing the cello and the guitar viol in a part where you really know you're talking to a completely deranged madman. So that's how I connected with Ted. That bass sound has to be my favorite sound in the entire world. If you listen to the way that it breaks up on the higher note right here, that robotic texture has to be one of the most cool, pleasing sounds I've ever had the pleasure to work with. And the reason I was able to work with this is because I called my good friend Michael Stein while I was working on this score, and I said, what's a great synth for an evil, murderous, highly intelligent villain from the 70s? And he said, maybe the 2600. And I said, well, yeah, but that's $11,000, and I need it now. And he said, well, you can borrow mine. And I said, really? And he said, of course. So he brought it over, and I set it up and started playing with it, and was just, had those moments where you throw your head back and like go, oh, holy shit, that sounds good. So this whole track, the whole bass line in this track is that, the ARP. Sometimes I just listen to this particular track on this score so that I can hear the ARP, because I had to give it back to him. And I love the sound so much. And in this particular track, it's called Fulfilled, and it's about Ted talking about how the killer believes that he'll be fulfilled eventually if he just kills enough people. It just works so good. So, a little more historical context to explain how I had came up with the sound for the score to Conversations with a Killer. And you gotta think of when I was growing up as a teenager, having heard about all these serial killers and known about the Green River Killer and about Ted Bundy. That was the historical backdrop of my youth. And when I was about 14, I discovered Jane's Addiction. And of course, the song Ted Just Admit It was a huge part of the soundtrack to my life, as well as their first two studio albums. And so it's not like there's any even remotely direct quotes to Jane's Addiction in this music, but I do believe that this music sounds like it was written by somebody who grew up listening to them, who loves deeply very heavy rock and roll with an incredibly bad attitude, and that pissed off a lot of parents. So that's where the inspiration for this music comes from. It comes from my rock and roll background. This whole thing is made on the modular synth with probably the Prophet 6 or the OB6 doing the kind of bassline stabs. This is where the rock and roll comes in. I mean, this is the kind of music that I loved when I was growing up, and I still love it. I still love to put on Jane's Addiction and turn it up and watch my daughter run around the house while the huge chords reign over us. This also happens to be a track that's called Ted. This is his theme. It's interesting that I was able to make the music that I loved growing up to fit a story about a serial killer that was alive then. So I guess we learn throughout the course of this series that even evil villains can fall in love. And this is a song about being in love in the latter part of the 20th century. It's like any of the songs that I would have listened to in the back seat of my mom's car driving around in 1985 and listening to the golden hits of the 80s. And that music, especially the synthesized bands, or the bands that did like heavily utilize synthesizers, that music speaks to a very deep part of my DNA. So when I had to score Ted driving around in the late 70s, early 80s with his girlfriend, and there's shots of, you know, these people driving around in a convertible, hugging, this is what that feels like to me. The air blowing in your hair on the way to your girlfriend's house. Her mom probably doesn't like you. And maybe... Yeah, so that's the feeling.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Justin Mellon and his original score for the Netflix miniseries Conversations with a Killer, The Ted Bundy Tapes. Currently, there's no information available regarding an official soundtrack release. You can find out more and hear more music by Justin Mellon at his official site, justinmellon.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at justinmellon. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. And lastly, you can follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator or on Facebook at The Annotator, or you can send us feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.